Welcome to another All Business Podcast. This is Ted Schubel. Thank you for bringing us up on your phone or computer or wherever you're listening. This is where we talk with area business owners, the people that make the region work. When we come back, we're all business.
The All Business Podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Most folks who work here love living here, and that makes a difference. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We are at Belgrove Plantation in King George. Michelle Darnell is with us again. Michelle, it's great to be here. This is, it's bed and breakfast. It's a historical site. It's an event spot. A lot continues to go on here, and more is coming.
Well, welcome. We appreciate you guys coming back into seeing us. Yeah, we do have quite a few things that happened here at Belgrove.
Talk a little bit about the history behind Belgrove, just so people know who was here and how it got the status it has.
Well, the rundown basically is that the plantation was established in 1670. It is the birthplace of President Madison. He was born here in 1751. The current house, the mansion, was built in 1791, expanded in 1839, and restored in 1997. We opened it up as a bed and breakfast historic site event venue in August of 2013, and we've been running ever since.
You and your husband, this is your passion, and especially you, this is really your passion.
It is. It's both of our passions. Brett jokes that he's just the guy that does the to-do list, but he does put a lot of effort into it as well.
Where did you get the interest in wanting to do this?
Well, I'm originally from South Carolina, and I had a very grand Southern grandmother that taught me three things: entertaining, cooking, and history. And so kind of inevitable that I would end up being a bed and breakfast owner. We knew we wanted a historic location. We just didn't realize it was going to be this historic.
Well, and this is, as we sit here, and I guess, is this the dining room we're sitting in?
This is the formal dining room, yes. Yeah, we have a total of 8,000 square feet in this house, 13 rooms total. Four of them are bed and breakfast rooms. My bedroom is the fifth, and yes, I do sleep right here in the mansion. And then the sixth bedroom is now our current kitchen.
Well, and you've got the Rappahannock River. And is it in front of us?
It's actually in the front of the house. That's correct. The river side of the house faces the river. That's the front of the house. And then the back of the house is where everybody comes in. So everybody's a friend. They come in the back door.
Well, this place has, a lot of us knew it was here, but knew very little about it. And thanks to you, you've really done a terrific job of educating the community, educating all of us about really what went on here.
Yeah, well, we spent a lot of hours doing a lot of research, and it hasn't stopped since we opened. We continue to do that day to day, week to week. New leads will pop up, and we'll run on those leads and find out where it leads us. And we just recently had a couple new leads that I'm going to be going to the Library of Virginia to investigate. One of them is our about one of our slaves. We've uncovered something very, very interesting, and one about the overseer that was here. So we've actually got some more information that we're going to be adding to our history.
Well, as you find that out, let me know.
This is interesting. I'd love to.
This is the type of place I know that you people from all over the country, all over the world, come to the bed and breakfast in. But it also is a great bed and breakfast just for those of us around here.
Right. We actually are in the top 25 of the United States. In fact, we are number 25 out of 22,181 bed and breakfasts in the entire United States, but who's counting? We're very excited. Our very first online reservation in 2013 was from New Zealand. So we have been international since the very first day, and we're very proud of all the work that we've done here.
Well, this is, it's just, every time you come here, you see something different, you learn something different. And what you've done to the house is just—it's just terrific. And I mean, I know you do. You are, there's tours, there's a bed and breakfast, and there's events that we're going to talk about.
Right, they are. We do also do weddings, and we do a lot of afternoon tea. I make a lot of tea here.
You have. I mean, and tea has really become something that you have and you offer here.
Yeah, it is. We've really done a great job with it. Last year we were selected as best afternoon tea in Virginia by the Virginia Living magazine, so it's really exciting. And I pretty much do tea almost every day.
So it's again, we're at Belgrove Plantation. Michelle Darnell here on the All Business Podcast. You can't miss it. You may miss. I have the tendency to miss it and have to go into a Port Royal and turn around. But it's right before the bridge before you go into Port Royal.
That's correct. We are. If you see the little church, we're just before the little church. The driveway is marked with one of our signs. Now that the corn and stuff is down out of the fields, you can pretty much see the house on your way coming down from Baltimore or from King George, and then it kind of creeps up on you if you're going north.
Okay, so let's talk about what's the reason I wanted to get with you before the holiday season really takes off, because you've got a lot of things going on over the holidays.
We started this last year where each individual group will pick a room, and what they'll do is they'll either think of a theme or they'll just decorate it absolutely beautifully. And then we open up the very first Saturday of December for everyone to come through the house and view the house and all the decorations and stuff. And each time that someone comes through to visit the house, they'll have the opportunity to vote for their favorite rooms. And then at the end of our tours, which will be the 6th of January, we will tally up all the votes, and the top three groups will actually win prizes. So they're all working very hard. In fact, a lot of these ladies started, and gentlemen, started working on their ideas last year.
Boy, to decorate a house like this, that's got to be a lot of fun.
It is a lot of work and a lot of time. And like I said, we shut down for an entire week just to do nothing but decorate. We've done it all in 3 days one time, but that was a really hard one. So we do allow the ladies 5 days, so the gentlemen 5 days to do all the decorating.
I can't imagine what this must be like when it is finally decorated. It's got to be just breathtaking.
It is absolutely gorgeous, and I always laugh because I fall in love with it, and then we have to take it down in January, and the house just looks so empty, even though we've got tons and tons of stuff. But it's funny how you get used to these beautiful pieces in the house, and then they just kind of go away.
So through January 6th, yes. are the tours?
The holiday tours, we start on the 1st of December, Saturday. We have a very special room. I have a very extensive Santa collection, and he will be meeting all his followers in the library with the Santa collection. We also are doing tea that day, and in fact, I think I have tea every day this month. But we also will be doing tours, and the tours will be Monday through Sunday in the month of December, from 1 to 4. And the cost is $15 for adults, $10 for children 5 to 12, and kids under 4 and under are free. And there is no reservation; they just show up at the door and pay for the tour. No worries about what time; they just kind of show up.
Boy, to see a place like this decorated for the holidays, that's worth it.
Oh, it really does set the mood for the holiday season. We always invite everyone to come out and pick up the spirit before they start doing all their holiday shopping and parties and stuff. It really does get you into the spirit.
Well, and also you go through something like this, you can get ideas yourself.
Oh, absolutely. I'm one that will watch things like the White House and what kind of things they're doing and stuff. So, it's a great place to get some ideas. And we do allow pictures, so that's really kind of a neat thing. You can take it home and recreate it if you like.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is we're so fortunate here to have a place like Belgrove to be able to visit, to tour a place like this during the holidays and see this kind of stuff.
Well, I personally think it's fun to visit any time, but at the holidays, it's very homey already. It's very warm atmosphere, but this just makes it more like home. You can imagine having your entire family in the house.
Well, and you can also, make a memory with your kids.
Absolutely.
To do a tour like this, the holiday tour, your kids are going to remember this always.
Absolutely. It becomes a tradition for a lot of the families here.
We are with Michelle Darnell. It is Belgrove Plantation in King George. We're talking about holiday events. The holiday tea. You mentioned a little bit about that, but there are holiday tea times here.
We actually have two dates that we have large holiday tea and tours. That's the 8th and the 15th, and sadly they are sold out. We sell out very quickly in a lot of our events, and so we do have private teas. You can go to our website to the tea page and actually make a reservation to come and have the holiday tea and tour. Same cost, it's just a smaller group, and you can bring your friends and enjoy different spaces in the house and enjoy tea with your friends.
What's the website?
It's www.belgroveplantation.com.
BelgrovePlantation.com. And the fact that those have sold out, let that be a lesson to you that events here do sell out.
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving dinner, we had about 49 people here for dinner. I had a wait list of 60 that I could not get in. So, I mean, we were literally wall-to-wall people, and I couldn't get another person in. But, yes, we sell out usually about 2 to 3 months in advance. So I highly recommend getting tickets early.
Wow. So whether it's with these events or if you go to BelgrovePlantation.com and see something you might be interested in later in the year, sign up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I hate having to tell people no because we ran out of tickets.
But space is limited here.
It is very limited. And you know, we do recommend early ticket purchase.
So, wow. It is great, though, to see that the people are coming here and enjoying what's going on here.
Yeah, we enjoy having everyone here, and it's getting exciting because people are coming from further and further away to enjoy it. The people that we had here for Thanksgiving dinner that actually spent the night were from Ohio and from Pennsylvania and other locations north of us. We had a couple of New Jersey people came through, so you know it's just amazing how they drive here just to be here. So, yeah, it's exciting.
That is. Well, even to go back a little bit further, I know because we talked about it earlier in the year when we did a show just about the ghosts that are here.
Yes.
How did Halloween go this year?
Halloween was quite busy. We did a ghost hunt with Argos Paranormal out of Fairfax, Virginia, and we pretty much sold out on those as well. A lot of ghosts showed up for that. We did a Halloween tour. A lot of ghosts showed up for that. They're always showing up. I will tell you quietly on the sly that we just recently filmed another television show. I can't tell you what it is and tell you where it's at, but I will tell you it will be on national television, and it is ghost related. But I will go ahead and tell you right now, it's not Ghost Adventures.
Okay, interesting though, because that and we'll talk about that another time. But
yes.
the number of ghosts and the stories and the things that are connected to this place, pretty interesting.
Yeah, we have about 83 ghosts that we know of, and like I said, it's kind of cool, but and they're all nice. That's the cool part. It's like having extra extended family with you all the time.
Michelle Darnell here. It is we're at Belgrove Plantation in King George for the All Business Podcast. New Year's Eve, you've got some things going on.
We do. We have the New Year's Eve Masquerade Casino Night, and that one is a very exciting event. You get to dress up, tuxes or suits, and ladies wear nice gowns, and we all have masks, and it's really kind of cool to see which mask comes this year, what tends to be the trend for that particular year. We have Always Fun Casino here, and we have craps table, roulette table, blackjack tables. We have heavy hors d'oeuvres, we have drinks, and we have music, and we really have a great time. It gives you a great place to come, get away from everything and everyone, and not have to worry about traffic or driving or whatever. And you come and have a great time until midnight, and then at 1 o'clock we all go home.
One of the things when you said we have fun, that is the one thing. I mean, there is a lot of laughing and a lot of fun in this place.
There is. We really do like to have a good time, and dressing up is one of my favorite parts.
Well, and that's the passion that you have for this. So often people will have a passion and just have a different personality about it, or it's very a formal thing. But you have a lot of fun with the events you have here.
Oh yeah, we want to make sure everybody have a good time. We had a Not So Wicked Witch's Tea Party in October. Last year I dressed as the evil witch. This year I dressed as as Glinda, the Good Witch of the North. And I had a friend of mine who was an opera singer come in, and she played the Wicked Witch of the West. So we were playing off each other the whole time. And yeah, I got to talk in my high pitched voice for most of the day.
We've gotten past New Year's Eve. On New Year's Day, you have a meal. Now, has that been sold out yet?
It's getting close. That particular one is called our Good Luck New Year's Day Dinner. I'm originally, like I said, from South Carolina, so my Good Luck Dinner consists of ham and black-eyed peas and rice and collard greens and cornbread, and it's just a family get together, and it's a good time, you know, especially if you've been here the night before with the New Year's Eve. We start about 1 o'clock, and you can come and have dinner and start your New Year's off with a good luck.
Then I guess I didn't write a date down. I think it's in January. Your Mary Poppins tea. Yes. What is that?
Well, we do a lot of themed teas throughout the year, and we start off this year with Mary Poppins. I have another lady coming in that will be playing Mary Poppins, and we'll be having her sing and stuff while we're having tea. A lot of little girls come to this one. They really, really enjoy it. And we also have our Valentine's Day tea coming up in February, and then in March we have our Mad Hatter's tea. I will give you a hint, we do have an Alice coming, we have a Mad Hatter coming, and of course, as the owner of the house, I will be the Queen of Hearts, so I'm very excited about that one. Then again, we do a lot of different things, like I said, a lot of theme teams. We have tea with Elvis in August. That one sells out very, very fast.
I was going to say, I remember that from last year, that right away.
Right, yes. I, again, had a very large list waiting to come in and see Elvis. And this will be his third year coming back, and he is a sight to see.
Well, you do something else. You do a Titanic dinner. Talk about that.
We do Titanic tea and dinner. The dinner is actually, when you sign up as a passenger. You get to pick the passenger that you want to be. So you can be a first class, second class, or third class passenger. And we encourage you to look up your information and know a little bit about your character or the person you are, because when you come, that's who you are while you're here. So like John Jacob Astor and Madeline Astor, that we've already have them sold out. And they'll come as the Astors. I haven't decided yet what Brett and I will be. Last year we were Charles and Claire Hayes, a railroad magnet. Sadly, Brett died. He didn't survive the Titanic. And then I lived. The year before, he was Thomas Andrew, who's built the ship, and I was the Countess of Roth. He again died. I got to live. But it's a 11-course tasting menu, so you're sitting down having this huge dinner. Yeah. I made it to 9 courses last year. So, but it was a lot of fun, and the people that we have making the food is just amazing. We try things that we never would think of, and the menu is very close to what it would have been on the Titanic.
Okay, well, I wondered that, and you do it on the date that it sank.
What we try to do as close as possible. We try to keep it a Saturday so that people can come. Okay. But you know, sometimes it doesn't fall right on the date, but we try to keep it as close as possible. Then the Titanic tea we'll do on Sunday, and that we'll actually have the ladies, the first class ladies, passengers come and have tea with you. So we encourage our tea hats and our gloves, and we'll have people like Molly Brown and Lady Duff Gordon, and they come, and these are the Victorian ladies out of Fredericksburg that will come and play those parts for us.
What? How do you mean? It's hard to keep up with you, Michelle.
I know. I always joke when I'm traveling on the road, that's when I get my ideas, and I call my event director. She goes, "Oh no, you're driving again, aren't you?"
So again, to go back to wrap up here with the holidays, the thing to be aware of is the, I guess really the holiday tours that continue.
Yes,
on here.
Yes, that's a good way to get a good taste of what we are and who we are, is to come out and see us. A lot of people tell me all the time, "I didn't know that you were here," and it's a good way to get a good taste of what we're like and what we have going on and see the place.
Yeah, you may come here and see this and think, why don't we come here, you know, some weekend with the bed and breakfast
That's right. We do have a lot of people, especially returners, that come back and stay with us time in and time again. So we do enjoy seeing them. They have all become good friends. And we always like to say, you come as a guest and leave as a friend.
Well, you've got to be just thrilled with how, I mean, I know we've talked and you really like this, like the history part of this. Oh, and you really are bringing in a lot of people and beginning to teach all of us.
Well, we do. And we have a lot of things that are coming up that are very exciting, too, as far as the history goes. In February, we'll be celebrating Black History Month, and we've got a lot of really great things lined up for that. We are going to be having a special project coming in August, either July or August. Haven't got the date set perfectly yet, but this is going to be a slave dwelling project that we're excited that we're going to be a part of. So we're, like I said, we're always uncovering, but we want to bring people in. Oh yeah, we have a fossil class coming up. You get to see some of the fossils that have been found. Do you know that we were a river plain and we actually had megalodons here? We actually have megalodon teeth.
How big are they?
They are huge. This is megalodon is the big shark, and so we've got like 3 or 4 inch teeth that they found that were preserved here on the property. So I'm just really excited. I can't wait to just show these teeth off. They're crazy.
You just don't think about that around here.
Oh, no. You know, of course, I always joke I want to find the T-Rex that's here, but of course, we've never had a T-Rex here. But knowing now that we probably have the whale bones of an ancient whale or a megalodon, can you imagine finding the jaw of a megalodon here? It would be amazing. So, but it's really, you know, exciting history that's all part of it. You know, we're not just about the Civil War. We're not just about James Madison. We're about every part of our history from the very beginning to the very present day.
I think that's what's exciting. You're finding out more and more, and it really is going beyond the James Madison part of this.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's always going to be something here for everybody. You know, you just have to check the website or get on the email list so that you can get tickets early.
Yeah, no, that's the key, because all of these events we talk about, either they're sold out or they're getting there.
That's
so.
Right. That's
make
right.
plans.
Absolutely. I highly recommend it.
Again, the website?
It's belgroveplantation.com. And when you're traveling to see us, I always recommend if you're going to use GPS, make sure you actually put the actual address in, which is 9221 Belgrove Drive, King George, Virginia, 22485. If you put in just Belgrove, you're going to end up going to Shenandoah Valley, which is the other Belgrove in Virginia, and it's James Madison's sister's home. A lot of people show up there, unfortunately, and they're about 2 hours away from us. So make sure you put the actual physical address in.
Michelle, thank you. We'll do this again soon.
I appreciate it. And thank you for coming out and seeing us.
If you like listening to this podcast, please like, comment, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. You can also find us on Channel B online at b1015.com, keyword podcasts. If you want to talk about your business, I'd like to hear from you. You can contact me, ted@wfvaradio.com. ted@wfvaradio.com. We would like to highlight your business. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Ted Schubel. We'll see you next time when we become all business.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests in this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.